So it's interesting because the tour, I told you what the Mishnah Berurah said, right? The Mishnah Berurah says that to be in front of you and you have to have it. But it's funny, the tour says, where is it? What's this? Reish Vav. Misha Birch al the Achakach Evirulo Yoser me Oso Hamin. Ein Sarf Lavar. Alpha Pish Loha Yelafana Pishabiri.
Meos Hamin meaning that specific min or Parasite?
Right, so that's what the basic says. Firstly, says doesn't necessarily mean the same min really. It means the same bracha. But where does this halacha from? This is the dinzen nira shehu nilma limashe kosav harashba gabi dvarim abon besuda b'shem haraz balamon. It appears Rashi Rav Papa Ashminan shafal pi shelo hayu haperos lefonav b'shas shebirich al apas kevin du alefes apas ein boim einan tunim brocha klal. So what does it do with this case?
This is according to Rashi.
He's saying that the balamor is learning according to Rashi. Because they're talking about the Malafis to pass. But what does that do with our case? So he says more here in Kufay in Zion, he says, he quotes the Rashba. Is this what we have in the Rashba? He says, Kosovo to Rashba. Shema Raz. The Lafi Pirish Rashi, Rav Papa Ashmin and Shalfisha, Loha you are Perisha, Lafona Bishas. Right, sort of a paraphrase of the Rashi.
Paraphrase.
Ad kan. Kosav. This is the basic idea. Says even though the kalbo says sheish on the peros shehuvu achar hamotzi va'ochal asamim apas butla daito v'tzarch bracha lefneihem. If they bring them in later, then you need a bracha on them. Alright, we'll have to get into that idea in a minute. But anyway, it says Niran Divrei Haraz Balamor Dekevan Didaite Alayhu Kienam Beshulcham Beshasa Brocha Mayavi. So he's learning that the Balamor says that your das is on them. So he says, so what's the difference
if they're in front of you?
Right. V'chein nir hu das rabbeinu shkosav b'simin reish zayin misha birch al peros shelafonav v'achach heviu lo yoser me'osam min ein sar chavarach af pishalo hoi lafonav kishe birch u'mashmo ad me'osam min lav davke al kosher birch hosem shavos me'osam min kari lei u'nifkar birch hoshel zek ilu hoi lafonav v'shah shabirei.
But
the Balamor says openly your das was not No, I understand, but he's saying that's because your das was on them. But the Balamor says openly, "V'lo havidaiti alayu b'shas baruch ha-me'olam." He's learning that your das is on them. See, the problem is he's comparing two different cases. He's comparing the case of Ikar and Tafel with Minim Harbi. The Balamor is talking Ikar and Tafel, so therefore it doesn't matter if your das is on them or not. Because they're tougher. But the peros, it would seem you have to have that your das is on them. Because that's not Ikar and Tafel. It's a different case, completely different case. So the Drisha criticized the Beis Yosef. He says, Nira im Kabbalah Nikabel. If he has a Kabbalah, this will accept it. Vim Ladin Yeshuva. But if he's making a din, like a logical argument, then when we have an answer. Eino Doma Klalai Leperos Abon Besochasud Lafis Ben Lafis Apas. Isn't it? He's bringing an extra fruit. The guy sits down to apples and oranges, and then someone brings him a pear. He says, that's not at all like a guy who has bread and then he brings fruit to eat with the bread. The Hossam cave in the Shekova Nafsho Lechol Lechem. Over there, this is the Svar we were saying yesterday. that he's koveya on lechem v'dover yadua shekol dover shayach lalef as a pas. So then automatically whatever is malafes the pas is going to be included, because the lechem is the ikar. That's his definition. It's something that is an ikar and always has accompaniment. Inami shayach lomer shadaito ochol akol dover sheyaviyu lalefes afshlo yilfonav shas bracha. Mashenikin kishayose v'ochel peros de'ein daito lomar de'ein daito lomar de'ein poter ela oso hamin dafka v'lomin acher she'im min bracha rishon v'dafka koma rabbeinu. What are you saying? Hold on. He wants to say that the tour means dafka that min.
If it's a Kabbalah will accept it, doesn't the Beis Yosef openly say he's getting it from the?
He's making it a little bit of a joke. Uh-huh. I mean, he's saying it doesn't make sense. A nice way of saying it doesn't make sense. No, it's an interesting thing though, but he's saying an interesting thing in the tour. He wants to say that the tour holds, I know this is a little bit off what we're doing, but he's saying it's an interesting thing. The tour says, now it's going like this, Misha birech al peiro shalafon avachka chivir lo yoser me oso hamin ein sarach levarech afa pish lo hoi lafon av pisha birech. So the tour is saying if you sit down to eat an apple, right, and then someone brings you another apple, right, then you don't need another bracha. It's interesting. So the Beis Yosef is saying that it doesn't really matter what they bring you, as long as it's something that's still a bar creates, you can be included in the original bracha. And he's saying he gets that from the Suda case. Just like if you sit down and you have bread, then somebody brings you something else and you eat it with the bread, you don't need another bracha. It's the same thing over here. So he's saying it doesn't make any sense, not a comparison at all. It's not a comparison at all. Because by the bread is a kavius. It includes other things automatically. That's the idea of the pas. That there's a tuffel to it. It's like the objective ikar. So the das is always, the bracha on the pas is always going to include anything that becomes a tuffel to it. That's how it exists initially as an ikar. But if I'm having peiros, there's no tzirif of those peros. There's no tzirif of the minim. Can't say that you can just include other fruits now that weren't before you when you started. But he's saying, the Torah is saying an interesting chiddush, that the same min is always included. That's an interesting idea. That you don't need das, you don't need forethought to include, to continue the achila of the very min that you're eating. That's an intrinsic mitzvah. Because that's just sheer. I mean, it makes sense. I'm koveya to eat apples.
I want a little more.
That's right. You don't have a kvius on this unit. It's on this, at minimum, even in the most precise concept, it's apples. There's no concept of this apple. So it's an interesting thing. So that you don't need any das. That you don't need a das for.
It's only for apples, not for like oranges also, right?
If you would change the fruit.
Then...
Then that's a machlokas. I mean, yeah. That's what he's saying. The Beis Yosef would say you still need another bracha. I mean, there's one catch though. I mean, there's one catch, because it is a case of nimlach. As long as you never had in mind that you finished eating, that's basically. You know, if you had the das, if you ate the apple and you thought there was no more, and you had in mind that you were done, then no, that's, like
that's,
a new
that's for a different reason. That's
right.
Because it has a chadash.
That's because it would
right?
be a chadash, correct.
But even in the same apple, right? If you had a bite and then you thought you were done,
correct,
you have to
correct.
Make another bracha.
So like that's the case with the coast, is. With the yayin. The guy kept making bracha bishon on the yayin. He said, I kept thinking I was done.
Poor.
Yeah, it's interesting.
What about looking at Suda? If you're having bread and then you decide, oh, I can't eat
yeah, that's
bread.
Halacha. Mm-hmm. That's halacha. Now, if you say, Havlan v'nevarech, if you say, I'm done, basically, then you have to make a new bracha rishon if you want to eat one.
You have to verbalize it, or you just have to...
You have to verbalize it. We've seen you have to verbalize it. Or it goes by the balabai, that's the other thing.
It's not just the bread. Not if you think you're done with bread,
no, that meant like
right, the whole suda, right.
You know, Mr. Baruch says if you have das not to be samach on the balabai, you can keep on eating. You have to have das affairs, not to...
But that's what he was saying with the Rebbe Kiva Eger that we were just doing last week. That's what he's saying over here too. That when you say that you have to, they don't seem to learn that you need the thing in front of you literally. As you're sitting down, and you have many mini peros. They don't have to be in front of you literally. That's the way they learn. I gotta take a look at Mishnah Berurah. He seems to say they do. But according to this way, seems like Rebbe Kiva is going according to this way. That as long as you have das, that you're going to keep bringing out more fruits, that's your kvius. Your kvius can be somewhat of an open-ended kvius. And if you're at a balabayas, your kvius is whatever he's going to bring out. That is your kvius. So you don't have to know what's on the menu. You don't have to say, well, oh, I didn't realize that the balabayas was going to bring this out, so I have to make a new bracha. Your kvius could be like a brera kind of a thing. My kvius is whatever the balabayas is serving. Anyway, back to the Suda. Okay, so what were we up to over here in the Rashba?
Shlomo
Shodavar? Oh, Shlomo, we didn't do that yet?
We need to do it.
Yeah, okay. Alright, let's go. Who wants to read? Who wants to read here? Matt?
No, I can do it. No, it's just
okay, go ahead.
Right.
Go ahead, Nissan.
Shalom up on Suda?
Yeah.
Shalom up on Suda, but don't Suda. So, Klomar, Tainim Vanavim, Shaloba, Umama Shalapis, to Unim Brachalik Nam, of Allah Lavram, the time of Ravuna, Vidit, Kibna Lyle.
Okay. So see the word lefes, I looked up in the dictionary today. It comes from lofaf. It would seem it's a derivative of lofaf. And that's in this week's unkelus. If you do unkelus this week, you'll see that word. Malafafin. Chovros. Means chovros.
Connected.
You doing unkelus this week?
I am.
What happened to your whole plan?
I'm like 40 weeks behind.
There aren't even 40 parshas.
Okay. That's true. If you wait a little longer, you'll be right up to schedule.
I keep pushing it off till I get right back to the end.
There'll just be one lap behind. No one will notice, though. Okay. Okay. Just do each parsha twice. All right. So, go ahead.
The Imbal Afar Suda Mamish, the Kodamberg and Amazon.
So these are again Tainim and Anovim. Tainim and Anovim that what? They're not coming to be eaten with the bread. So then they need a bracha rishona. But no achrona like we said before. Like when did we say this before? These are coming, means passing like who? Like Ravuna. Like Ravuna, right. Go ahead. Vimbo l'achar suda mamish.
Right, so they come after the suda. Shvodim birkan mazon before birkan mazon. Tunim bracha l'itneim l'achrayim. You need to require bracha before them and after them. L'itneim d'halo mitru rufas klaw.
Right.
Right.
So of course they're going to need a bracha rishon. Even if they're in the suda, they need a bracha rishon. All right, so he's saying even something that the Pas, that's the Mishnah later. So you see that if it would patr it in the suda, it won't patr it ef suda. So if it won't patr it in the suda, it certainly won't patr it ef suda. I don't know why he has to go through such a length to prove this, but okay, go ahead.
Because I'm reading the pasuk about the kissing during the bracha lifnei,
right.
Did a mash manami with maskis and kosher kintein and banavim.
Okay, fine.
Lachreim nami mishum the lav mazon nenu.
To pasuk about the kissing, so it's the same as pasuk about the kissing. I mean, it's not like pasuk about
the kissing. It's not like the thing. Lachreim nami mishum the lav mazon nenu.
They're not like possible kissing, right? They're not Muslim. They're not going to be Yotze with the Birkas of Muslim directly because they're not Muslim.
Right.
Right? And they're not Mechlal Suda.
Right.
So they're not going to be they're not going to be, the Birkas of Muslim is not going to work for them for either reason. They're neither Muslim themselves, nor are they part of the Suda. Okay. So they're not mechlal suda like the ones that are besoch suda that help with the suda. Okay, fine. Go ahead. Klal dvarim elu.
Klal dvarim elu. Shama Rav Papa. Einu ela b'teinim v'anavim. V'kiyotze v'hen shehin peril.
Okay. So the interesting thing. Now he comes up. Now he's a new thing over here. That this whole Gemara is only talking about teinim and anavim and peros. It's funny. It's a funny shot. I mean, why did you say peros haboyim? Yeah, it's difficult. I mean, shot wise, it's a little difficult. The whole thing is looking at peros and speaks in these very general terms. But anyway. Yeah. So now this is an important point. So now he's moving towards Tosfos, right? Now he's moving towards Tosfos Shita. It's interesting. What's the difference between them? I have to think about. But it would seem they're very close in everything they say. It's just a question of how to learn the Gemara, right? Because Tosfos would seem to agree. Tosfos also agrees if you eat Peros with Pas, you don't need Rosh Hashanah. Or bracha chana, right? And he learns the case of dvarim b'am besocha suda, shalom machma suda, as basically the case of peros, no? Yeah. Alright, we don't have to worry about it. We're not going to burden ourselves right now with comparing the shitas. Let's first get the Rashi. Yeah. That was a little, the re. Anyway. That's something you have to think about carefully. If it's just a question of terminology that they're arguing on, and what the Gemara is, what the cases are, or if there's a halachic nafkamina. It seems like there's almost no halachic nafkamina. It's difficult to find the case. Anyway.
The pairs that you're having, lahachas to them, just for a kinyan or whatever?
Yeah, you see, now that's where the Rashba really, I mean, it's an important thing he's saying over here. What's he saying over there? What's the chilek he's making?
Saying Basar and Dagim are coming to for Sviya.
They're intrinsically, right, they're always Lemozon Ulasbiya. They're always Lemozon Ulasbiya. And Peros are what? They're Kinuach Suda. It means wiping. But I guess that's a certain function of the suda. It's a function for the suda. It's a general category, I guess, he's saying, of something that functions for the suda. But it's not itself muzzling. So it's an interesting thing. So he's saying that what? So what's the difference between peros that are bought in... So now he's saying like this, that what? That peros, it's interesting, peros can come about in three ways, it would seem, right? Peros can come in three ways. They can come with the pas, they can come besocha sudo, and they can come lachar sudo, right? But these things, basar v'dogim, only have one form. They're always the same. They're always Muslim. Right? And since they're mazon, then what? Then they're always included in the pas. It's interesting. They're always included in the pas.
You mean even if you have them on their own?
Absolutely. Even if you have them after after you finish the pas.
Right.
I mean, lachar suda, I guess he means like later says, they're moshe chidam from the pas. So they would say, okay, we had enough bread. Now we're going to continue eating basar and dagim. He's saying that would still be potter. The pas would still be potter. Right?
That's where I was confused, because I thought the whole time he's learning, like, similar to Rashi, that the whole case of being poked with other things is because it's the lefes as a pas.
Because it's tofel.
It's tofel, right.
But it's an interesting thing. Now he's revealing a little more. And he's saying that whole idea of requiring it to be, requiring it to be tofel is only by things that are intrinsically not part of the Suda. And you're trying to make them part
like
of
the peros.
Like peros. But there is a category that's intrinsically Suda. Like Tosas says. And that category, as he seems to hold, I mean, he holds that what? That really, the essential idea of the pas is going to potter everything.
Like the re.
Is really like the re. But you can potter the peros by treating them in a specific way.
There's a difference between if these things are part of the suda, or they're intrinsically maza. Like what's the difference between them and pas? I mean, it's kind of
between them and pas.
Yeah, I mean, I know that sounds
the kvias. It would seem the kvias pas is the kvias of these types of food, like the re. These are not entities of kvias. They function for mazon. But they're not the kvias of mazon. What's that?
It's funny. I mean, is that like I don't understand that idea.
Isn't because your objective is to like to get soveir or whatever, so like pas is like the highest form of if you're interested in being soveir or whatever, so you go for pas. But no one's gonna just sit down and you know just fill a stomach entirely on pas. So he you know there are other things that come machmas, you know like that hisoskus of you know to fill a stomach or whatever. So it really you know really starts with pas and everything else is just like. You know, it's drawn after that. Or dragged along with it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like the way we explain the re.
what we're saying is that you need to be mitzarif everything into one entity for for one bracha to pater at all. Okay? And he's saying that the one food that is koveya, I mean it's a matter of the gavra, it's a matter of the person's das. And but he's saying the one thing that is koveya and mitzaref kol mine mazon is pas, because that is the highest, like Levi's saying, that is the highest form, and that is that's the most basic staple. Everything else, he's saying these other foods, you might choose one day you want fish, one day maybe you want meat, one day maybe you want gvina, right? But none of them on their own are themselves an ikar kvias of this type of suda. They're interchangeable, is always the staple and a thing. And the thing, that means that the thing that you're taking, none of them on their own are defined as suda. They're mazon, but they're not the kvias. The kvias goes by the, there's a reason why the bread always stays the same. And the other thing is changed. It shows you what the ikkar is. Shows you the ikkar is always, the ikkar of the suda is lechem. That's the ikkar kvias. And that's the thing that to the person defines this as a meal. That he's sitting down to pass. And you know, nobody snacks on pas, apparently. It's not a snack type of a thing. It's not a thing you even eat just for taste. It's something you eat because you want to be full. It's a different type of an achila for an adam. Basar and dogim and these other things, they could function other ways too. I mean, it's possible. It's true. The Tosfos, the Rishon says you don't normally eat these without bread. But he's saying that that when you have a lot of things when you have things like this that you don't eat outside of a suda, but that doesn't mean they're all equal. That doesn't mean in terms of suda they're all equal. Just because you don't sit down to basar and dogim without lechem doesn't mean that lechem and basar and dogim are equal. He's saying they're equal in the sense that they come for mazon, but in the structure of the suda, he's saying the lechem is the ikkar. Everything else is just a question of what do I want with the lechem. Once it's open to change, once they're interchangeable already, that shows they're not an ikkar. An ikkar can't be switched. You can't just switch around an ikkar. The ikkar of the kviyas is the lechem. The activity that you're koveya is an activity of sviya. And certain foods function for sviya. But peros are not that way at all. No, that's what he's saying. He's saying the ikkar idea of that the pas is going to pot to everything else, even things that are not eaten literally with the pas, is because they fall under the kvias. They fall under the kvias of the pas. The pas is koveya a certain type of an achila. It's achilas svia. When you want svia, you start with pas, and then you bring in other things. But those other things are going to be underneath anything that has the quality of mazon, he's saying, will be included in the kviyas of pas. Now it seems like the pas is koveya the gava for a certain type of an achila. And then there are certain foods that the person eats in that type of an achila. What do you eat when you're kavua for sviya? What kind of foods do you bring out? You bring out these kinds of foods. But how do you establish yourself as interested in Sviya? Pass. I mean, people don't eat so much bread nowadays. I mean, the Mishnah Berurah brings that up. He says the problem. He says the problem. If a guy makes hamotzi, takes one bite of bread, and that's his last bite of bread. He says, not so simple that the pas is going to pot the rest of the food. He says, better off not eating bread.
That was a lot of Shabbos meals.
He says, except for Shabbos and Yom Tov, because then people are koveya on the pas. But you're right. If they're not, it's wrong. So at least the kezias. You should have at least the kezias of bread.
Was it a term of the time or just the meal?
Yeah, day of Chilas Pras. Otherwise, how can you say it's all... How can you really say that you're koveya your whole suda on pas when you just, it's just like a matya to eat the food you want? I mean, it's a problem. But these Gemaras are based on a certain reality that existed, and for the most part, it is still true in most of the world. Most of the world is true. Pas is the main staple, and everything else is augmenting. Everything else is augmenting. The only thing is, those Basar and Dagim, you wouldn't use them other than to augment Pas, because they're too valuable. You're not going to pull them out just unless you're going to really get filled up. But but that's the concept. The concept is based on a certain type of an achila, that you sit down and the lechem is the defining character. The lechem is like the mark. It's the mark of the type of meal. It's the defining quality of this meal. When you see lechem, that defines this meal. Now, for this meal, you bring out certain kinds of foods. But the lechem is the defining character. And everything is just coming to extend the lechem. But it's a problem. It is a problem the way people do it today. I mean, literally, people just take a bite of bread.
Huh?
Well, like if you go to a wedding. Sometimes you go to a wedding, and all there is a cracker on the table. You know, you wash, you have a little tiny piece of square that they have at the washing station, and you get to the table, there's like raisin bread or, you know, crisp bread or something. I mean, it's true, it's a mark of affluence not to have to fill up on bread. But it's not the normal derech achila of Shas.
How much time do you have to eat it?
To have a kezias? 9 minutes. After the kezias in 9 minutes. But the question would be, can you eat other things before you have that kezias? Right?
Yeah.
Certainly you can eat it with the bread. Certainly you can eat things with the bread. But if you can eat a steak in 9 minutes, I don't think it would make sense to say, take a bite of bread, eat your steak, and then eat the rest of the kezias. I mean, it doesn't make sense. Anyway, so that's what he's saying over here. He's saying the pas is the kvias. The pas is the main is the pas is like Levi saying, it is the what did you say, Levi? The pas is the greatest form of svia. The greatest form of svia, and it's the haschola of a suda. Everything else is going to function in that, and other things can function in that same way, but they wouldn't be brought out without the pas. That's what he's saying. And once you can say that things that pas, if pas is brought out of every meal, and these things are not brought out of every meal, even though they're only brought out of the meal with pas, it doesn't mean they are the same as pas, right? It means that they partake of the function of pas, but pas is the exemplar. Pas is the highest form. Okay. So anyway, so that's what he's saying. He's saying that all of these Gemaras are only dealing with a certain problem of what do you do with foods that are intrinsically are not mazon. But if it's intrinsically mazon, then the kvias of the pas is definitely going to cover it. Right? Go ahead. What do we have to hear?
Okay.
Yeah.
Love hainu pasu adagin. Tell a pasu of a kissin and kyotuvan shabai mitnuach v'loha nas asvin v'lo lasu.
Okay, because that's the Kalawaz the Gemara, because the Mishnah says that the Mishnah over there talks about making a bracha on the parperis. bracha on the parparis and then a part of the bracha after the parparis, after the suda. But it implies it needs a bracha. The Mishnah implies the parparis needs a bracha. So you're saying you can't be talking about the parparis over there can't mean basar v'dogim because it wouldn't
make a bracha. The Mishnah there implies it can make a bracha.
No, has both. Has both cases. What? Birchal parparis lifnei Muslim potter sa parparis shel achar Muslim. Birchal pas potter sa parparis. Al parparis lo potter sa pas. It's a complicated, a little bit more complicated than Gemara there. But he's saying that Gemara. How far did I copy you over there? Go ahead.
This is the mice pidir anami bein emta bein lachar suda. Ein antun and bracha lifnei vol achrayim.
Mehu time anami. Right. The same reason.
Ein velas via ein bond.
Right, Vahainu did not. Did I copy that part?
Yeah. Vahainu did not. Baruch Alapas, Patra Dovaris.
Right.
From Rina Nala, the Gemara, the Kosher came by Sidera.
Right, so the Gemara says that what? So the Mishnah says you make a broch on the Pas, the Pas is Parparis. Right. Now what's Parparis he's saying? He's saying Kinuach. That's Kinuach.
Right.
And the Gemara says, and certainly they'll Patra Maisa Kedera. Right.
Omar, Kosher came by Sidera, de la Hasvia, the Miha Den, Pas, Patra.
Right. That definitely is going to pot the Maisa Kedera. Because that's Sviya. If it's going to pot the Kinuach, it'll definitely pot the Maisa Kedera.
Ramina Nami, Beit Shammai, Savi, Lomi Bai, Parparis, De Lo Patra, Ella Fila Maisa Kedera, Nami Lo Patra.
So, and that's the Machlokus over there. Beit Shammai says not only does it not pot the Parparis, but it won't even pot the Maisa Kedera. Maya Filo, did I copy that?
Yeah, Maya right. Filo, Maya Sepidera. The Abel Cain, Maya Sepidera.
The types of the types of grains, cracked grains.
The Talpatiria Vars are some. And then we have the second Nibera.
Okay. Now, is the Afilo is showing you that they're better? Koshke. Alright. Then you guys know, I skipped the next period, a little bit complicated. Trying to answer certain questions. Okay, that's the sheet over there. Now, go ahead, let's take the last part. What's the next thing?
Bani Mustabik.
Yeah, good.
Bani Mustabik Beinin Shmuatenu Lefisha Rav Papa Lo Javar El Be Gimo Midot Levat Shem Betova Suda Machwan Suda Betova Suda Shalom Machwan Suda Velachar Suda.
So Papa only has three cases. Besocha Suda Machwan Suda, that's Lelafe, Lelefes. Besocha Suda Shalom Machwan Suda, that's Kinuach, and Lachar Suda. Go ahead.
But Dain Yishmida Dalad Shalom Nifarta.
But there's one more case. What about things you're going to eat? What about things you eat before the Suda? They have in mind to eat after the Suda starts. Right?
Oh, now march him to Devarim Havayim Betoka Suda Shalom Machman Suda.
So what's this question on? That's certainly not a question on Bracha Rishona, right? The only question is on the Bracha Achrona. Can you say that they're functioning for the Suda?
Yeah, the Suda doesn't exist
even
yet.
Though the Suda doesn't exist yet. Interesting question, huh?
Yeah.
It's an interesting question. Go ahead.
Lafius for our Rishon, Ekrusha Koshu Kodamasuda, Enamiklaus Suda Klop. The Nirolish, he came up with Bib Shami.
Lafius for our Rishon, Ikr. I get Lafius is a funny word. It would seem saying, as far as Rishon is Ikr, that the Nirali, as far as Rishon, I mean, I don't know what Ulafi, what does it mean Ulafi?
Yeah.
Ulafi, as far as Rishon, Ikr? It doesn't make sense. It's just not, it's like not a sentence. But anyway, he seems to say Svar Rishon is Ikr, that whatever is before the Suda can't be considered part of the Suda.
Okay.
I mean, but it's a good question because it's not part of the, it would seem it goes back to the original, his original Inami, right? If it has to be Muzon too. You know what I'm saying? In other words, does it have to, on its own right, have a part of the Suda?
Not just be related functionally.
Because he's saying if you just say that you Yotze in the Birkas HaMazon because it related functionally, its Kiyam was in the Suda, so what's the difference if it was beforehand? What's the difference if it was beforehand?
I mean, it's a foreign food, hasn't started yet, so I mean, how do you say that? But after he's done eating it, how do you say he doesn't have a leave of problem? Until, right? Isn't that difficult?
Because after, I mean, after he's done with the whole Suda, you'll say, well, where was that Kiyam? Where was the Kiyam of that first Achila? That was really had a Kiyam in my Suda. So my Bracha Achrona on the Suda should cover it. I mean, what's the difference if it's in the Suda or before the Suda? Even when it's in the Suda, it's only Yotze in the Birkas, the only Potter in the Birkas of Muslim because there's a Kiyam in the Suda. So what's the difference if he did it beforehand? In other words, I guess you say like this, the question is, similar to what we were discussing the other day, is the fact that it has a kiyam in the Suda a mitzdaref? Yassimi holds that it's a mitzdaref, but you can't be mitzdaref something that's before the Suda. I gotta think about it a little. You know, it's an interesting question.
What's covered in the Suda in this case?
Oh, he's going to have bread after. Now, as the guy comes to have, like, he's going to sit down, and he has a salad. A lot of times people want to have a salad before they have their bread. Right? So you sit down, you have a little salad, and then you wash. Right? Does that salad need a bracha achrona?
It seems like the salad would be kaveh the suda, then.
But that can't be. That can't be. Because he's only having the salad. Salad can't be kaveh suda. Especially since he's going to have pasta in a minute. The salad is just going to open up his taiva for the rest of the suda. Right? The salad is just going to increase his appetite for real food. Right? But do you say now... It's an interesting question.
Insofar as it functions for the Suda, so that would be part of the Suda. Or do you say that since the Suda hasn't started?
It would seem he's saying since the Suda, like you were saying, I mean, like you guys were saying initially, that it can't be a mitzdaref. At the time you have it, it has to be mitzdaref. You can't say lamafreya, it's mitzdaref. And if it's not, if the Suda doesn't exist, there's nothing to be mitzdaref it to. It was in theory, it's exactly the same. Right. The only thing is, halachically, the fact that it functions for the Suda is going to be mitzdaref to the Suda. But if the Suda hasn't started yet, there's simply nothing to be mitzdaref to.
Just in your mind.
Right. But he says that what? It's a machlokas?
Yeah, the Rishon in the Rishon.
Go ahead.
It says, Degasin ha'atam amru zira min de'anan chamin rabbanan alen l'reish yircha v'oflan anavim the loma bark and lamb is sofa. Losh is better than Lakopa. Or is it?
Pirish Bitamia. Yeah. So, what was the case over there?
I don't understand the first part. They ate grapes before the Suda and they didn't make a bracha on that.
They did what? The Resh Yarcha at Rosh Chodesh?
Yeah.
They would eat grapes and not make a bracha on that. Now it says, Lo sheish b'daitam lecho pas.
Right.
Didn't you have in mind to eat pas?
To imply that that'd be enough not to make a bracha achrona.
Right.
Right.
Well, amata misham omru, b'sham mi rabbi bo, breeder of papa boy ahin to achal solas. B'daitei meichal piso. Ma'am of orchal the salt besufo. You have to make a brach on the solas or not. Rabban de karsin pashtin le tzorch of orch besof. Chayin yirikar. So, but he's saying it's a real machlokas. Interesting question.
Yeah.
It's a machlokas. Yeah. As I said, I think the yachronim say. Did I tell you that before? I think the yachronim say if you have in mind that you're going to be eating it during the meal too, then you don't need to make a bracha achrona. Otherwise, you should make a bracha achrona. But anyway,
when
if you eat something before the suda,
but when did you make the bracha achrona?
Oh, right away. Min da'onan chamyon rabbanan. What does that mean? When we were called the rabbanan?
See?
When we saw the rabbanan? We would go up to Reish Yaakov. Min da'onan chamyon rabbanan olam Reish Yaakov. When we would see the rabbanan going up to the going up for Rosh Chodesh, then we'd eat grapes and not make a bracha.
That time,
boys.
That time.
So there's
loads of fun.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but what's so what's the machlokas there? Is it just hard? Why is it you don't need to make a bracha for now? It's ki'ilu acham b'sof ha'suda. Yeah. Still looks far. I guess he's saying that it's not a question of being mitznat the yemitzdar. It's not the yemitzdar the achila to the suda, but the bracha achrona is a completely different concept. It just goes by the svia. The svia is in the. If it doesn't have its own svia. If the svia is just in the suda, then it's not mechayev in its own bracha achrona. Now there seems to be a question that you have to be mitzdare for the achila. Now, in order to make the bracha, in order to make the bracha achrona in the Birkas Hamazon, do you also have to be mitzdare for the achila to the suda in some way? You can't do that if the suda didn't even start. But if you can say that in the middle of a suda, that this type of achila is in the middle of a suda, even though it's not of the same kind, but it can be mitzdarif as an achila can be mitzdarif to the suda. What do you say? No, just the bracha achrona doesn't have any regard for the ma'is achila. It's completely in terms of the effect. If this only has an effect, if this effect was in the suda, even though the suda came about later, it doesn't matter. Now we're dealing with now. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to. If you have to go, it would seem if you have to go back to the original achila and make that part of the suda to be yotze in the Birkas Hamazon, and then beforehand you can't do it. But if it's just purely in this in the effect, then you could do it. Still, you could still argue even if it's in the effect.
What do you mean by that?
It seems to be a question if you have to be able to say that. As the bracha achrona doesn't go on the ma'is achila, right? The bracha achrona is going on the effect of the achila, right? The only thing is, it seems to be a question that even though the bracha achrona is not going on the ma'is achila, But in order to have the Birkas Hamazon cover this achila, even though the it has to be an achila, the achila has to be in the suda too. Or do you say no? The Birkas Hamazon knows when we say that the Birkas Hamazon is going on the effect. Does that mean it completely disregards has no regard for the achila, just purely effect? So in terms of effect, this effect is subsumed under the greater effect of the suda. Even though in terms of ma'is achila, it has nothing to do with the suda. Or do you say no, that the svia, in order to make a bracha, in order for the Birkas Hamazon to cover the suit, to cover the kinuach has to exist even as an achila in the suda. Not in the same way as the rest of the suda. It doesn't have to be the same kind of an achila as the rest of the suda, but it has to be an achila sasuda. Now it has to be an achila. In terms of the achila, it must be subsumed under suda. Doesn't have to be the same thing as the suda. Doesn't have to be an achila of mazon, but it has to be an achila that's in the suda. So the fact that it has an effect in the Suda is enough to make the Achila, the Maisa Achila, and Achila in the Suda. But if it's like a Suda, if it's an Achila outside of the Suda, just because it has an effect in the Suda, that's not enough. In other words, are we saying that by the Birkas HaMazon, the Achila has to be in the Suda, but you can define it via its effect? The only thing is, if it's completely incapable of being part of the Suda intrinsically, the effect is not going to help you. You say that there's two types of Achila in the Suda, that you can say. There's an Achila of Mazon, and then there's an Achila of Kinuach. But they are both existing in the Suda. So now when I make the Birkas HaMazon on all the Achilos of the Suda, it'll cover it. But if you say the Birkas HaMazon is simply on the Sviya of the Suda, and this thing's Sviya, this doesn't have any Sviya of its own, its Sviya is only in terms of the Suda, so then it doesn't matter when the Achila happened. In other words, I'm saying the question is like this, put it simply. Although the Bracha Achrona goes by the Sviya, by the effect, does that mean that you can include something in the Birkas HaMazon even if the Achila is completely extraneous to the Suda? Or do you say, no, the effects will help to bring all the Achilos into this, to make this Achila part of the Suda too. But really, the Birkas HaMazon is only going to go on the Achilos of this Suda. If it's an Achila outside of the Suda, even though the Sviya is in the Suda, it doesn't matter. That has its own Mechayev. It's not going to help you once you ate it. Because once you ate it, you didn't have your Suda yet. So automatically it has its own thing. You can't say that hold this Sviya until I'm done with the meal and then we'll treat it all as one. You can only do that in the Suda because the whole Achila is subsumed under the Suda. So then you can say when its Sviya emerges, it's not really its own entity. I have to think about it. So what do we want to do now? You want to go more into Halacha L'maisa?
No.
No. I always have this dichotomy here. I see 3 days, a sugya is in this year. I see a sugya is like guests. After 3 days, they start to you start to get weary of them.
After a month, you're ready to kill yourself.
Before.
Sock.
Sock.
For this.
I say yes.
What do you mean?
What you mean?
It's supposed to theoretic.
I just mean that part.
The psak of this from that's based on the svaras that we did. I mean,
oh, okay. I vote no, but I'm just one guy.
Wow.
My problem is, I'll tell you what the problem is.
The problem is that if you really want to do the psak right,
yeah.
You gotta do the Shulchan, the tour and the Beis Yosef. And to really do the tour and the Beis Yosef right, you gotta see more Rishonim first. Uh-huh. So, the problem always is that we are taking for the simplicity of the shiur, we're gonna take, I like to try to do one sheet that may be a little more focused.
Right.
But once you get to the side, turns out there are 5 sheets in there. And then, you know, and then you're really only coming in with a partial picture. One more main sheet that he puts. But, the truth is, you could do it in the rush. You know what I mean? Unless he's quoting a lot. You know, there's a lot of quoting going on. Quoting the rush, quoting the Bahad, quoting the Yagos and Oryos. There are a lot of positions. Huh. What? The Machab is not so bad. I'm going to give you the Machab. I'm going to do the Machab tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's Kufayin Zion.
Valid or Zion? I think Zion.
Kufayin
Zion.